So here we are at our biannual alumni convention for ISBVI. That's Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. They are doing a major remodel of the campus on 7725 North College. In fact, the last blast was an event that was held in March of 2024. It was your last time to see the campus, as you'll remember it, as things will be completely rebuilt. The tower will remain standing. That's important to know. A lot of people have been asking about that. Are they going to leave anything? That tower area, they're going to leave standing. Now, I imagine they'll have to do some renovations to it to bring it up to code for those with needs. But we're starting right now, so let's turn it over to Bill Sparks, WorldwideLegend.com. Good evening.
We're going to call this meeting to order, whether you like it or not. So welcome to the 23... Okay, well, that means I get to sit down.
Or you guys can sit and be quiet.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me any better now?
Yes.
Okay. I've got to make love to this microphone. You've got to lean into it. All right. Welcome to the 2025 annual ISBVI convention. And we're going to call it to order tonight because we have some business to take care of, and I've got some tickets in my back pocket, so I'm on the run. So anyway, we're going to do this. Tammy, do you want to come up and do your reminders, or our wireless microphone quit? We have eight of them, and they picked up the wrong bag.
So. Towards me.
All right, Tammy now coming up to the podium.
We've actually got Monty describing this. We are broadcasting live worldwide, so the ISBVI convention is live. Not just pretend, but live. So, Tammy, where are you?
She's right behind you, Bill.
Right here.
Now, you got it.
Oh, I got your cane.
Okay, no. I'm not going to tell you what happened when I grabbed
the phone. I don't want to know.
No, you don't.
Okay, everybody, can you guys hear me? Boy, this is, you do have to be right in it, don't
you? Yeah, yes, you do.
Okay, so thanks for everybody coming. If you have not stopped by the registration table, we will have that open again tomorrow. I'm not exactly sure where it's going to be, but it's going to be in this room or near this room somewhere. So if you know of friends that show up, please have them stop by, because even if you have registered, we want to make sure you get your name tags, and there's a goodie bag, etc. Be prepared, because I know there's going to be some raffles, so please make sure you've got some extra cash for that. We also have need to tell you about the name tags a little bit. So the name tags are pretty cool. Chris made them. They have the logo of the School for the Blind, the tower. They also have, it says, Alumni Convention 2025, and then it has a rocket. If you have a white rocket with black letters, then you have paid to vote, you paid to register, and so you can be included in pretty much everything except for the banquet. If you have a black rocket with white letters, which you should have been told what your rocket looks like, and you have paid for the banquet, and so you can, when you come in for that, you will be able to be seated. So we're just going to need, definitely this weekend, if you're able, if you've got some vision and you're able to help with watching the name tags to make sure who's coming in and stuff like that, that would be really helpful this weekend. Restrooms, I still haven't quite figured out where they are. Does anyone know for sure?
Yes.
Somebody says yes. Okay, does anybody need to know? Okay, good.
Sounds kind of personal to me.
Announcement before we over the PA.
Yeah.
And then it's also going over the air.
I know there are handy.
It is.
There's a set to
accessible
your right
restrooms. If you go out the doors to the right, well,
on your
my
right, Tammy.
To my right. I'm in the front, so they're to my right. There are accessible restrooms there. And then there are restrooms out to the left and down by the restaurant bar area.
There are also, if you're going to the restrooms to the right, there's regular restrooms out there as well.
Okay. There's 16 restrooms in this building, so pick one.
And I've been doing a lot of registration. We have 50 registrants, you guys. 50 already.
Hey, that is cool.
So thanks to those who have been helping, Barb and Chris and Corey and everybody. Invite your friends to come for sure next time. But please acquaint yourself. I was wanting to make sure we know where exits are. If you don't know where the exit is, please make sure you know. Figure it out. I will check on that and we'll make a report on that early in the morning. I don't want to repeat last October. Thank you very much. So
no.
I want everybody to know how to get to safety if they need to.
Do you want to say a word about the hotel bills?
If you were at the NFB convention, you know.
Yeah.
No, we had an emergency and everything. Everybody, I just want to make one more little bit of announcement. We don't have print and braille agendas. You should have received one in email. If you do need to know what the sequence of events is, tonight we have this meeting. Tomorrow morning, breakfast is at 8, and it's 8 to 9. I don't know. I think is it in this room?
Yes.
It's in this room, but you can, from what they said at the front desk, you can also eat at the restaurant if you want to. But we have a private breakfast buffet for our group in this room, okay? You do have to have a breakfast voucher to participate. They'll be taking those tickets from you. So if you have a room at the hotel, you should have gotten 2 per room. That's from 8 to 9. At 9 o'clock, we'll convene here. We do need to leave this room tomorrow at 11 because they're going to be setting up for lunch, or around 11. And then we will reconvene in here at 12 for the banquet. If you're not coming to the banquet, but you want to hear Jeff speak, I believe he will be speaking, about 12:45?
12:30, yeah, but 12:30 to 12:45.
So, once the meal has been served, it probably will be served at noon, so it'll probably be closer to 12:45. You can hear him speak, but those who come for the meal come at 12. And then we will be having elections of officers and things and new business in the afternoon. At 5 p.m. tomorrow, there is a reception in here as well. And so those who have paid registration, you're welcome to come in. You're welcome to participate in that. We also at 6:30 have bingo. And you guys can come and win some cash or gift cards or other prizes. If you have any door prizes or door, not, I think they're doing raffles, but whatever, prize items, money that you want to donate for the bingo, gift cards, any of that, please see folks at the registration table. We'll take care of that for you. And then on Sunday morning, we will have the memorial service again at 9. The breakfast again, same thing, 8 to 9. And then we'll convene after that. I think checkout is at 11?
Yes.
So please be prepared to gather up your stuff before you leave your room in the morning.
What time is voting?
Well, it's going to kind of depend on, she asked what time is voting, what time are elections. I think they're scheduled to happen around, 3?
Maybe.
We're what's going on tonight.
It's going to depend on how the election, because we have to, do the first request tonight and then tomorrow morning, and then we'll know more. So we'll definitely announce that before lunch tomorrow. I'll just say it like that so that you know when to come in to vote. They will be secret ballots. They're usually a paper ballot, like a gift, index card if we need to do a runoff on any of the offices. And if we have to, we will do another runoff between the two top candidates. I think that's about it for now.
All right. One other thing, Tammy. I've got something for you. Can you explain a little bit about, maybe you don't want to go into it now, but I get a lot of questions about the hotel bill.
Okay, the hotel bill. A lot of people are saying, oh gosh, my hotel bill was higher than I thought. Okay, so your base cost for your hotel with all your taxes and everything is $159. That includes two breakfast vouchers, but you may see like a $30 additional fee that's going to be held on your card. What that is called is an incidentals fee. And that will actually drop off your card as long as you don't do anything like call China or break the lamps or something. So that is a charge that hotels do put on. It's called an incidentals. The other thing is, if you eat in the restaurant and you charge your food to your room, you will pay hotel tax on top of that. Okay, so it's whatever you put, it'll be more. So if you want to avoid those charges, you can use a credit or your debit card at the restaurant and have them run it right then. Or you can sign it for your room. It's up to you how you do it, but if you sign it for your room, it will come in as on your credit card as a part of your bill.
Yeah.
Okay? Any other questions?
I do have an announcement if you have extra time.
Huh?
I said I do have an announcement if you have extra time.
I got whatever you want.
Oh, no, you're good.
I think Monty has an announcement. I haven't seen the directories yet, but I'm assuming they're here. If you purchased one and needed to pick one up, I would talk to Bill for now, and maybe we'll have him at the registration tomorrow. I'm not sure what he wants to do with that.
I think Jenny's got some.
Jenny Sparks.
More print than Braille right now, but they will come.
I know somebody paid for one today, so that's why I'm mentioning.
Yeah.
Cindy, Pam paid for one. Pam Taney.
Okay. We'll make sure that you have it.
And I'm going to turn this now over to Monty Seaburns. He says he has an announcement.
Eat that microphone.
All right. Good evening, everybody.
He did.
A lot of folks have asked and been asking me about the last radio documentary that we ran on Labor Day. And thanks to everyone who participated. Thanks to Scott Bauer and all my tech crew, Chad Beach, and everyone for getting that together for us. We do have copies of that available on NLS cartridge and on thumb drive. Normally they're $35 with $15 shipping. If you get them here, we have limited supply, but if you get them here, you save the $15 shipping. You get them for $35, and we have cartridges or USB thumb drives. So there you go. Just see me. It's cash and carry, and all sales are final. That way I don't have to carry a bunch of these home with me. So enjoy. Thank you.
We just charged you X number of dollars for an advertisement, Monty.
Yeah,
so
$500.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
So, yeah.
I can trade it in VO. You're listening
right
to the best oldies anywhere on the worldwide legend.
Right. Actually, you were listening to Classic Country before we started tonight.
Oh, that's right. We interrupted Pam tonight. But
yeah, we interrupted Pam. But we've got a couple other things for... I don't know if you guys can hear me out there.
No.
Okay.
You
then
to put a microphone, Bill.
I've got. Oh.
We've got your angry dad voice. That's a tall order.
Oh.
Okay, Bill, working his way up to the lectern to continue the meeting. You're listening to the live broadcast of the ISBVI alumni event, and that is right here on the Worldwide Legend.
Okay. All right, this should be much better. Okay. All right. What do we have? Okay. You could pick up and order your directories over the weekend. See Jenny or I, or we'll be glad to take your orders, and we'll be talking more about that as the weekend goes. Tomorrow, we're going to have a presentation on the directory and how it was put together and some of the people involved. So I think you'll find that fascinating. In your future, the input that you can provide for directory 2.0. And so I guess, unless there's any other business,
We're going to open up the floor. Am I missing anything, Timmy?
Introduction.
I'm sorry?
The roll call.
Roll call, okay.
ISB song.
I'm under duress up here.
The ISB song.
Okay, let's do the roll call.
All right.
So...
Yeah, that's true. Just talk really loud.
Yeah.
You're going to have to talk loud.
Hey, Jenny, you started shouting. Jennifer Sparks, class of 1983.
Okay.
That's Jennifer Sparks, class of 83.
Tiffany Cole, class of 2012.
Nancy Richard Holbrook, class of 86, the best.
Jacqueline Martin, Dewar Seaver, class of 1986, they sat us together.
That class of 86 was lively.
I'm Caleb, and I went to the Indian School for Blind for my sophomore year in 2016.
Jeff Claxton, class of 1977.
And Jeff Claxton is going to be our keynote speaker tomorrow.
Tony Schnurr, class of 1982.
Myra Robinson. Class of 81.
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's Chelsea. I'm the alumni.
Class of 81.
Timothy Schulze, class of 81.
Tammy Busnaylor Hollingsworth, class of 83. And we've been married, you guys, 39 years.
Hey-o!
Chris Hollingsworth, class of 82, and I want to note that I only have one last name.
I hope so.
There you go, Pam Schnurr, 74.
Next table.
That'd be the middle table.
Beverly Lighthurst, 1965. I've been married 57 years.
Yeah. Oh!
Beverly, 1965.
Michael Hunt, class of 1965.
And Michael Hunt, 1965.
Don Coors, class of 1957. Oh, yeah.
Robert Easterling, class of 65.
Diane Graves.
Diane Graves, okay.
Dina Poulston, 1981. And I congratulate Tim and Beth for 41 years of marriage.
That's right.
Connie Bennett, class of 82.
Former alumni treasurer.
Yeah. Barb Price, class of 1990.
Amanda Lyons Knowles, class of 98.
Amanda Knowles, class of 1998.
Class of 85.
Monty, you want to announce those when you hear them?
All right.
Is that it?
I think we made it through all the tables.
Did we make it through the tables?
Okay. One more table, Bill.
One more table.
Okay. All up.
Who is it?
Okay, Cindy Reed's out there.
Cindy Reed, okay.
Kevin Mattingly. Also used to have the Kevin Mattingly band.
Kevin.
Alice Richard.
Thank you.
Class of 90. Class of the Bicentennial, 1976.
Wow.
Alice Richard, 1976. Somebody.
Kim Castletine from 78.
Kim
Castletine, 1982. Oakland High School in 1982.
All right, another 82. I didn't catch her name. I didn't either. Who was in 1982? Larry Lindell, Lindell from...
Also, not participating, but Fort Burris is also here, class of 84.
Okay, do we have anybody else?
Any other table?
No, I think that's it.
Well, now we need to know what class you're in, Bill.
Oh, did I graduate? Oh, yeah, 1972.
72, and then Corey Wills, you were
in? Corey Wills, class of 2009.
And I'm Monty Seaburns, I was class of 89. That's right. And hey, I married the valedictorian of the class of 86. She got stuck with the radio geek. How does that work out? I traded up.
Okay, I think we must have everybody. All right, anything else I'm missing before we get to that election? Or nominations?
Song.
Song. And pledge.
Okay. All right, who wants to lead us with the ISB theme song, please?
Tammy?
Who's going to do it?
Tammy.
Looks like they talked Tammy into coming up and leading us in our alma mater.
Okay. Tammy can do it.
Yeah,
I think he called your name, Tammy.
I do not know the second verse, so I'm not going to.
Oh, okay. Who else wants to come up and get the honor? Sue Hoverson for that one.
Incredible.
That was written by our own Sue Hoverson. Anybody that knows her is a friend of hers is a lucky person. Okay, who wants to lead us in the pledge?
Jackie.
Go ahead, Jackie.
We'll say it with you.
Class of 86 on the agenda. Everybody ready? Oh, okay. Yes. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. 2025 convention continuing. You're hearing it broadcast live right here on the Worldwide Legend. President Bill Sparks at the lectern.
All right, I'm up here at the podium. Do we need to do anything else that I'm missing? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing it clear. Are we ready for the election?
Okay. I think we're ready.
Okay.
Monty.
We'll try to do this.
Is he running?
Bill, I don't think he is.
Don't we?
Put your face up to the microphone, Bill.
Do you want to get a little louder?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm eating it.
Yes.
Okay. We need an amplified microphone. Or I need a loud mouth, one of the two. All right. Are we ready to begin the process for nominations for officers? As I recall, don't we usually start with president?
We can.
Okay, what order? Okay, we'll start
president.
With the treasurer.
No.
No. All right. So which one are you?
If you're descending, you're going from the top to the bottom.
Going from the top to the bottom. That's how I thought we were going to do it. Okay. All right. So we're going to start the nomination for president. Okay. We've got Kevin Mattingly's name put in nomination for the office of the presidency. And we do have seconds. I think Nancy was a seconder, or third, or fourth, or... Right, okay. So Kevin is now placed... All in favor of Kevin?
You approve, Bill.
Yes. And I approve, so does anyone else... Any other nominations for president of the Alumni Association?
You have asked Kevin.
Do it three times.
Okay, three times?
Yes.
All right. Everybody in favor of Kevin?
No.
Any other nomination? It's hard to hear in here.
You have to make sure you win it.
We got squealing voices.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Call of order. Point of order. This is just initial nominations. You cannot call for a vote tonight.
Right. There will be no vote tonight.
So don't ask all in favor. Then.
Right. Okay.
Mr. President, you also have to verify that you
right. All we're asking for is the nomination for the office of the president.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking for. It can't go until the vote tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm asking again.
President?
Yes.
You have to make sure he wants the job.
He accepted it. Go to Vice President.
Sorry, I didn't hear it. He told us.
Yep, he did.
Okay. Kevin, you accepted it, correct?
I said, would you give me permission?
No, give you permission? I do.
Yes, I accept.
That's why I've got
yes,
my...
Yes, I accept. Yes.
Kevin, that's why I've got my ticket in my pocket. So...
Hey.
All right.
One, two.
So, any other I don't think I'm out of order.
You asked three times.
You asked three times.
One more time? All right. All right, calling a third time. For nominations for the office of the president of the Alumni Association.
I move the nomination.
Second.
No. Order, Mr. President.
Yes.
Not close nominations. Tomorrow.
Right, they'll do those tomorrow. But this will carry over, correct, Chris?
Guys, we can't hear Bill if everybody's talking.
That is correct. This will carry over till tomorrow.
Yes. So if Kevin is the only one in nomination tomorrow, then we'll deal with that at the time.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Right. So we'll deal with that tomorrow. I think we've called three times.
Yes.
All right. So we're now going to move to the vice president. Is anybody
Mr. President,
want? Yes.
I nominate Corey Wills.
I second.
Okay. We've got a nomination for Corey Wills and a second. Corey, do you accept the off? Would you accept the duties? Nomination.
Yes.
Okay. Any other candidates? I mean, any other one? Anything else want to be nominated for or nominate somebody for the office of the vice president? I'll ask a third time. Does anyone else want to nominate anyone for the vice presidency? Okay, let's move on to secretary.
Mr. Now, President?
Yes.
I nominate Amanda Lyon-Knowles.
Okay. Amanda, do you accept the nomination? And Amanda does accept. Anyone else want to be put in nomination for the office of secretary? Okay, I'll ask it one last time. Anyone else want to be nominated for the office of secretary? And just remember, tomorrow you have a chance again, so this is not final tonight. It's a good indication, though, but it's not final. All right, we've wrapped up the nomination for secretary. Does anyone want to be nominated for the, well, nominate someone for the office of the treasurer?
Bill Sparks.
I nominate Tammy
Hollingsworth. Second.
Okay. Corey, did you say something?
I was going to nominate Tammy Hollingsworth as well.
Okay. Tammy has been nominated. Tammy, do you accept
the nomination? I
do. Okay.
Once the count has been settled, I do.
All right. I will ask one more time. Does anyone else want to nominate someone for the office of the treasurer? Okay, you have another chance tomorrow to nominate officers. And if it's this way, it's going to be a short election, but we'll see how that goes tomorrow. Now, is there anything else we need to do that...
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
We're shutting the door, Bill.
Okay. It's getting a little loud out there, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So we'll try to talk into this microphone. It looks like we've got a great slate of officers. I'm very pleased.
That's Chelsea.
Ben Chelsea. I got a question. I would have this microphone to speak to tomorrow. I can only hear with people talking.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be better.
We might have a fix for that overnight, so we're hoping for that. We didn't get exactly what we wanted from what we were supposed to get. So I apologize for that, but there's nothing I can do about it but make the best of it. So you can come up and sit at our table, Beth, if you ever have trouble hearing. And we've got a pair of headsets you can put on, and you can hear everything. So we'll be doing that. We've got some competition from upstairs there, it sounds like.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it does sound that way. But that's the way it is. And then you've got air conditioners and everything else going. So we have to do the best we can. Is there any other business after the nomination of the officers?
There is not anything listed, but I don't know if anybody has anything they want to add.
Mr. President, I move that the officers' nominations be closed.
No.
They can't be, Jeff.
All right.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I move that they be closed, well, not closed, held over till tomorrow.
Right. Well, that was going to happen. It was going to happen anyway.
Mr. President, make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Do we have a second on the floor for the adjournment? And Beth, you're not the only one having a problem.
No, you're not, Beth.
Yeah.
This would be a motion for a recess.
Yeah.
Mr. President, point of order.
Yes.
The motion is not to adjourn, it is to recess.
Okay, right, to recess. Okay, we'll call a recess. Do I have a motion for a recess until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.?
Yes.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Oh, you don't can't do both. Yeah.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Right, well, we are now officially closed.
All right, just going over things that were happening tonight. If you're just now joining us right here on the worldwidelegend.com.
It's available this evening until 9. So
another half hour.
Yeah, if you want to hang out in here and just visit, you absolutely can. We do have this space until then, so just let me know that. You don't have to run away, but you can if you want.
Okay, just being informed now that the room is available until 9 o'clock. Let's recap what's going on. Again, if you're just now joining us, you're listening to the live broadcast of the 2025 Alumni Convention for ISBVI. In this meeting, we're getting a point of order here for the presidents. One moment.
Oh, wait a minute. Thank you, Charlie.
Quiet,
okay,
please.
Sure. Go ahead.
Something important that I forgot to mention.
Hey, listen.
Do you need me to get the microphone? Or the hand? But I also have a good mouth. All right, kids. Listen up.
Good job.
Okay. You cannot bring food and drinks into these rooms. Do not bring your lunches. Do not bring your dinners. Do not do it. It is against our contract with any hotel. You are not to bring food and drinks in here. Now, I don't think they're going to say anything about a little drinker or a cup of water or whatever, but I'm talking about bringing a meal or a cooler or whatever. Mom will do it. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Damn.
All right, recapping then.
There goes my cooler of beer behind us.
There it is.
No refreshments in the break.
All right. Again, if you're just joining us, 2025 Alumni Convention, ISBVI, let's recap. Nominations for officers occurred this evening. Kevin Mattingly nominated for president. Corey Wills, vice president nomination. Both Kevin and Corey accepted those nominations. Amanda Lyons Knowles nominated for secretary, rather, and she accepted that nomination. Tammy Naylor Hollingsworth being nominated for the treasury and treasurer role, and she accepted that nomination. There will be nomination carryovers tomorrow if anyone wants to add to that. The meeting was put into recess. Motion and approved by President Bill Sparks.
No, you're good,
Corey. Still at the lectern taking questions. You're listening to coverage of Alumni Convention 2025 on the worldwidelegend.com.
Yes. I want to say something, Monty.
Oh, sure.
I was not nominated for any office because I elected to step aside.
Okay, so this is their first making this public announcement that you are stepping down.
Yeah. Yes, I am, after 8 years. But I will be involved with the directories. Jenny and I will continue with the directory maintenance and I've morphed into a new website, so that's coming up. You'll hear more about that tomorrow, but it's my farewell song. So
that is absolutely incredible. You're hearing it first this evening on the Worldwide Legend. This is not even transmitting into the room, but this is exclusive on the live broadcast, though I'm sure word will get around. Bill Sparks stepping down from his role as alumni president after serving for 8 years. Incredible. And Bill, I want to thank you for your service and for the use of your cyber airwaves for the Worldwide Legend. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I hope we got somebody to...
Yes.
You know, we got that that taken care of. We've known for several weeks that this is going to happen. And I had to talk to the new president to make sure that this was the right thing to do for the organization, and it is right now.
Well, that is incredible. You put in a great number of terms, and thank you for your service. I'm sure people will definitely be, showing you some love on the way out as they did on the way in, and you've had some good terms this year.
So we've raised, and we'll be talking about it tomorrow, but those directories that have come out are being shipped now are a product of what Jenny and I have done to fundraise for the things. And we've almost had $5,000 or better in sales.
That is fantastic. And Jenny, well known for her Braille transcription ability in the area, working with a number of businesses and individuals. So that's incredible that she's carrying on her love and her business in putting together these directories. Jenny Johnson Sparks, formerly class of 1983, if memory serves.
Right. So it's been one of those things I thought about for a few minutes because I had goals that I wanted to achieve to get done that, one, I hadn't got done, but I'm going to get to do that as being the person maintaining the website.
With your tenure as alumni president, how have you felt overall about your service to alumni? Has it been the presidency you expected it to be? Has it gone the way you really wanted it to go? How do you feel about
that? Well, for the most part, it's done pretty well. There's been times I think the alumni needs to look forward to finding the resources within the alumni. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Any advice for the incoming president? Anything you'd like to pass on words of wisdom? Somewhere?
I would say work at it, work hard, and listen to the people and talk to everyone, because that's what it's all going to be about. Talking to everybody, because we've done that, and I think we've maintained that goal. But more importantly, get your fundraisers on some project. Don't do these little nickel and dime things. $15, it's not going to work. You know, you've got to mix with the sighted community and take their money.
I see. So don't be afraid to embrace what may seem to be the impossible, but with the right amount of confidence, you can accomplish it.
I've got some nice lady hugging me here.
All right. Well, there's advantages to being the alumni president, I guess. He's Bill Sparks receiving hugs from the folks.
Somebody,
in the crowd.
I don't know who it was.
All right.
But they can do it again.
Yeah. He's requesting an encore. Well, Bill, thank you for allowing me to, you know, appear as a guest host on your station.
We'll do this more often because there's still going to be work I'll be doing from the legend. I'll just be doing it in the background.
Fantastic.
You won't hear me getting up here and getting involved in the politics of it. I'm a radio person.
I'm with you.
I'm not a politician.
Well, thank you again for allowing me to be a part of this evening. I'll
be back in tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. I'll turn this back over to you now and let you get back to what it is, the voodoo that you do so well.
Okay. I'll shut it down in just a moment. So,
okay.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Any technical glitches are my fault. That happens from time to time, but we try. And if there's some problem we need to work on, and we'll get it fixed for tomorrow. We're working with a crippled internet here, but it worked solid tonight, I think. So I'll sign off and let this go back to regular programming, and thanking everybody for it. So, thank you. We'll see you at 9 o'clock in the morning. Maybe a little earlier, you'll hear the Classic Country Saturday a little bit. So I can introduce some people to Classic Country. All right. Have a great evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.